When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP entering Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period. Federal funds secured for new Santa Margarita Fire Station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. CHP has released a safety reminder for this upcoming holiday period. Beginning Wednesday, November 26th at 6 p.m., CHP will be entering its Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period, which will continue through Sunday, November 30th. CHP officers will be on patrol, this time ensuring travelers are wearing their seatbelts and driving safely. CHP says during last year's holiday enforcement period for Thanksgiving, 36 people died in crashes across California. 14 vehicle occupants were killed within CHP jurisdiction. Six of them were not wearing a seatbelt. CHP also says they made more than 1,100 arrests for driving under the influence during this time enforcement period. Whether you're driving across town or across the state, CHP encourages all passengers to buckle up, drive sober, and obey the speed limit. Click it, don't risk it. Holidays are meant for celebration and connection, not loss. Representative Salud Carbajal's office announced that a federal grant has been secured for the Santa Margarita Fire Station replacement project. The grant totals just over $1 million to help complete the replacement of the existing station. Carbajal's office says, quote, for too long, local firefighters have been forced to operate out of a flood-prone station. We're ensuring they can stay focused on saving lives and not worry about defending their own base of operations. Carbajal's office says he championed the funding over the course of the past year's federal budget negotiations and was signed into law earlier this month. The funding is secured through the Community Project Funding Initiative, first launched in 2022. California Office of Traffic Safety awards over $650,000 in grants to SLO County agencies. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The California Office of Traffic Safety has awarded over $650,000 in grants to various county agencies. The Public Health Department received around $264,000, and the Behavioral Health Department has received $155,000. The Public Health Department grant will go to strengthening its bicycle and pedestrian safety program. According to the county's health agency, San Luis Obispo has one of the highest rates of bicycle-related injuries and fatalities among cities of its size in California. College-age individuals are at the highest risk for bicycle-related injuries and fatalities. To address this, the Bicycle and Pedestrian Safety Program promotes safe walking and biking habits while encouraging drivers to share the road responsibly. The grant to the Behavioral Health Department will support the Youth Traffic Safety Initiative, which goes into youth-led campaigns and community outreach to promote safe driving. The City of Paso Robles Downtown Lighting Ceremony will be this Friday, November 28th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and Mr. Grinch. Come celebrate the start of the holiday season in this free event. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting tonight. Atascadero City Council ordinarily meets every second and fourth Tuesday of each month, but no meeting was scheduled for this week. The next regularly scheduled meeting is Tuesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the 49ers beat the Panthers in Monday Night Football 20-9. On Thursday, the Packers will face the Lions, the Chiefs will go against the Cowboys, and the Ravens will face the Bengals. In the NBA, the Kings beat the Timberwolves 117-112, the Warriors over the Jazz 143-117, the Rockets beat the Suns 114-92, the Pelicans over the Bulls 143-130, the Nuggets beat the Grizzlies 125-115. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Clippers, the Wizards will go against the Hawks, and the Magic will face the 76ers. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:13. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California headline news, a 10-year-old girl is dead after allegedly being shot by her stepfather in a Baldwin Park home. Mia Jang, the third victim of the shooting that also killed her grandparents, Police say the suspect fled the scene and was later found dead in Anaheim from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The L.A. County Medical Examiner speaking about the latest development in the murder case involving the singer David, who was reportedly a suspect in the death of his girlfriend, 15-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Her body was found in his abandoned Tesla. A court ordering the medical report remains secret, but Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Ode Ukpo is working to lift that. And congressional Democrats holding a field hearing in Los Angeles about ICE raids that have been taking place in that city for the past 6 months. Jasmine's husband was detained back in June, and she hasn't seen him since.
My kids cry, going to sleep, asking for his father. I still don't know what's going to end.
I'm John Gilliland, and you're listening to California Headline News.
Hey, I'm Steffi. You may know me from your social feed. I go big for the holidays, so I'm going to Famous Footwear because the best gifts are giving famous. My friends and family are going to love all these styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, New Balance, Skechers, and more. With over 800 stores, you're never far from the perfect gift. So make your list and make it famous. Come in today for buy one pair, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 7:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Department of Pesticide Regulation plans to add pesticide-treated seeds to the monthly use reports growers already must file with the county agricultural commissioners. As part of the proposal, the state would also limit seed treatments to those products registered both federally and by the state. Under a lawsuit settlement between DPR and environmental groups, the state must develop and finalize a rule to label and track pesticide-treated seed use by January 1st, 2027. Paul Sanguinetti, who farms tree and row crops with his sons near Stockton, has for years relied on pesticide treatments on corn seed to control soil-borne pests such as wireworms. Should the proposal be adopted as written, Sanguinetti said it would add more record-keeping at times to an already cumbersome task. It's another reporting job when you're trying to plant, Sanguinetti said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday, sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. 70 for your Thanksgiving, about upper 60s on Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 720.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Consumers pulled back on spending in September. This from reports delayed a month and a half by the longest government shutdown in history. September retail sales missing expectations, increasing 0.2% from August versus the 0.4% a lot of analysts were expecting. Consumers reined in spending in a number of key categories, including vehicles, electronics, clothing, sporting goods, and at online retailers, but they still spent at bars and restaurants. That rose a solid 0.7%. Spending at personal care and grocery stores also rose. The NASDAQ, which added nearly 600 points yesterday, is being weighed down by NVIDIA shares this morning. They're falling after a report that Meta is considering using chips designed by Google for its data centers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Let's be honest. Everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Pastor Robles office, 805-369-2000.
You still have time to make your home look inspiring and, well, just say holiday-ish, if there's such a word. Call Aaron King, Slow Holiday Lights. He's right here in the North County. You can bring your holiday decor to light. For an estimate, call Aaron King. His number is 805-464-7689. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL to get going on the Tuesday edition on The Right Choice. Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Exchange, KPRL.
This afternoon, Mr. Barry on Protecting What Matters. He'll have Wendy Derovin, first-hand news from Israel. And then Edward King. He is the Director of Water and Energy at the California Policy Center about, well, a lot of things, the counterproductive energy policies in this state, and also about the self-imposed water shortage continuing to be ignored. So lots to talk about this afternoon to keep you updated. Here on The Right Choice, KPRL, speaking of updated, of course, Thanksgiving Day, we will have specials for the morning exchange. Then we go to the NFL stuff beginning at 9:05 with a special Madden Summerall and the Raiders' Immaculate Reception. Actually, it wasn't the Raiders. It was the Steelers who Franco caught the pass, and that was it. And then the three games, and then Friday, no Darsha and Kenny. It is, there'll be specials related to. And then the country store, which is historically dead a couple of days after Thanksgiving. We will just have a continuation of pure country for a couple of hours. But Jimmy will be in on Saturday, and Gary in the jukebox as well. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I had to respond to your left lane driving situation conversation. Having been stationed in Germany from ages 21 to 24 and owning a car over there, I drove on the Autobahn. And on the Autobahn, where there's no speed limit, you were required by law to drive looking in your rearview mirror. And if you see a car back there flashing its lights at you, even though it's a half a mile back, get out of the way, because he's coming on fast. And if you don't move over, you get a ticket.
How many lanes were there?
Two.
Okay.
Yep, and you drive in the right lane, except to pass. And I have seen situations where, in crowded situations, people actually had bumper competitions, hitting each other in the bumpers to get them in the car to move over. It's pretty crazy.
So There's no speed limit at all?
Nope.
What
there wasn't when I was there. I understand it's pretty much the same in Germany. They've modified other places. But.
Okay, two questions. One is generally what were people, how fast were they driving, and what was the accident rates like?
Less than here because they have to go through a huge training course just to get a license. They don't have a lot of accidents over there. It's crazy because they're all going the same direction. And I would say I have seen cars go by me at 165 miles an hour. Because I was going flat out at 85 in my Volkswagen. And you see a car back there half a mile and you got maybe 15 seconds to get out of the way.
I didn't know a Volkswagen could go 85.
They do in Germany. I had the Zuper. It had two transmissions. I mean, two carburetors on it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was a 1500 Zuper, as the Germans would call it. Flat Mustang.
Well,
it's not uncommon over there. And to the man's earlier call speaking, I drove to San Luis Obispo 2 days ago where some lady in front of me was gabbing to the lady in her passenger seat 65 miles an hour in the left lane, exactly next to a truck going the same exact speed. So for probably 10 miles, I'm back there trying to get her attention and move over, and she's just looking at the girl next to her gabbing away.
Did you tap
on? Frustrating as heck. Frustrating as can be.
Did you tap on the horn?
I horned. I flashed her. I did everything I could. Finally, I just said, well, I'm going to have to sit back here and wait until I get a break. And finally, she gradually eased ahead so frustratingly slow that you could see, okay, she's half a car length ahead, half a car length, three quarters. I might get through there pretty soon. Eventually, I passed her on the right, because what else could I do? She's going 65 mile an hour in the left lane, and I drove down the road, and I could see all the way back cars on the right passing her because she was parked there and wasn't moving.
Yeah, I don't understand why people don't get the message from that at
all.
One thing when you talked about over in Germany, I always thought that the driving test to get a license in the United States is too easy.
It is. In Germany, it takes almost 1 year of training, and it cost 5,000 marks at the time, which is probably about $1,500 to $2,000. So, yeah, and once you get a license, it's good for life. It doesn't ever expire.
What is the, does anybody know, if you don't, how many incorrect answers can you have on a driving test?
In California?
Yeah.
I think it's 5. Or maybe 2 or 3. I don't know. I mean, I think one day I missed 2, and the girl said, you missed that one, but I understand why, and she gave me credit for it. But I go, well, I haven't taken that test in 15, 20 years. And they just send me a new renewal every year. I guess I'm an old enough and good enough record driving. I don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know how any of that works because I can't remember the last time. I mean, a few months ago I had to go in and I had to do the real ID, but all I had to do was take my eye test.
Right,
that was
right. Yeah, right. I took the eye test. That's pretty much the extent of my renewal. I think they've got a little bit of a devious sense of humor down there because when I stood on the line to get my picture taken, the lady took my picture and then she smiled. And it looks like if you saw my picture, you'd think someone had a hot red poker stuck up my backside.
That's kind of the way mine looks, too. Because I hadn't had my picture taken in over 20 years. Again, I don't know why that was, but this one, I thought, boy, that's pretty ugly looking picture.
Yeah, and I got to wear that picture for 6 or 8 years now. Cause that's how long my license is good for.
Yeah.
Who knows if they'll send me a new one again? Maybe I'll get a renewal on the same picture. They like it so much.
Well, I think the next one, my hair color will probably look a little bit different.
My hair. What do you put down when you don't have any hair? What do you put down for a hair color? What it used to be?
I don't know.
And on that same light, why do they even bother to put hair color on a woman's driver's license?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. particularly after 40.
Well, that too. It used to be red. Now it's brown. Now it's going to be black. Or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Or the
okay.
Purple,
all right,
whatever.
Let you go.
All right, thanks. All right, let's see here. Lasers for driving. This is on the email. I had a friend once who had a military-grade laser for shooting, and we'd laser the car ahead, and they'd pull over so fast. Well, with technology today, you would be in jail because you would get caught doing that. All right, back to the texting. Let's see here. Kevin, you're weird. All those foods are good. No. Chris, the cranberry sauce is a no-no, right?
I do not like cranberry sauce.
Okay, the green casserole?
Green bean casserole I've never had before, actually. I'd be willing to try it, though.
Okay, the sweet potatoes.
Love sweet potatoes.
Okay, well, those are the three that I said should be, the government should step in and just outlaw them. So the cranberry sauce, the green bean casserole, and the sweet potatoes, they need to be gone from the diet in the United States of America.
Even sweet potato pie?
Yes. Okay. Sweet potatoes, and not in general, sweet potatoes should be abolished. There is nothing, well, they're probably very nutritious. That's my guess. But nonetheless, they should be gone. They should be gone. All right. Also on the text here, I liked it, this one. I generally call in, but I can't on this topic. It's too cold to sleep outside. My wife is a camper. She loves the left lane. I say something, and reasoning is that she is going the speed limit. Drives me crazy. Okay. Well, your wife probably just figured out who you are, sir, so you are sleeping outside no matter what. I heard that, again, this is on the text, I heard that the Templeton CHP office has 7 new hires, young and ambitious, so be careful out there. Yeah, got to show the boss, hey, I got X amount of tickets today. 3 simple rules for driving: lead, follow, or get out of the way. All right. Let's see here. Kevin, you've lived a sheltered life. Well, I don't know what that means, but I have not. I just refuse to eat those things because I was forced to when I was a kid. Let's see here. This has nothing to do with anything. It's just one of these stupid emails. All right. 238-5775. Again, you can text that or 238-KPRL. Well, I have some news for you from the county of San Luis Obispo, and this has to do with money. The county has revealed, that we are facing a $4 million to $11 million budget gap for the 26-27 fiscal year. Okay. And what are they going to do? Well, they're going to do the same thing that they've been telling us for 20 years, is that they're going to be trying to balance and hiring freezes, deferring capital improvements, minimizing building maintenance costs, and increasing fees. What was it a couple of years ago? We had the same kind of news and they decided to give themselves raises. And the county administrators are conducting a comprehensive review of all county programs across all departments. The plan is to look at these programs, impacts, cost, outcomes, and alignment with board priorities. Well, we know what the board priorities are. Number one is homeless. So that $4 million to $11 million, well, it's a little bit more than that. Now, for the 27-28 fiscal year, that climbs to $14.8 million. And then the budget for the 29-30, the deficit rises to $18.7 million. Okay? We've had this issue for about, 10, 15, maybe even 20 years in this county. What has the board been doing? The same lip service. And keep in mind that this is these deficit or shortfalls, whatever you're calling them, it's not completely accurate. Because you have the underfunded pension liability. And county officials do not address the root cause. This compensation of stuff. Apparently, we're paying top dollar and we're getting failed results. It's not just here in the county, it's in the cities and so forth. So something to keep an eye on, because again, the fees will go up again. All right, another one here is on the email this time. Driving, people need to have driving lessons about how to use traffic circles. The number of people that stop rather than merging is unbelievable. I haven't experienced that. I think the dog bone or whatever it's called out there in Paso Robles, it seems to have worked very well. I don't know if there's any fender benders out there, but people seem to be doing just fine with it, at least when I use it. And again, my hours are off hours, so it's not a lot of traffic there. But one thing is people should learn how to use the turn signals on those to help traffic move a little bit and on the certain areas. If you're making the right and you're not going around the circle and the other people are trying to get on, your turn signal would be a great help to help those. And it's probably not the law, but it's this thing called a consideration. All righty, let's see here. What else do we have? Let's see here. California Farm Bureau. I can't give this information out because that's probably going to be my trivia question tomorrow morning. So anyway. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Also, the Scouts are in the news. And this is the United States is ready to cut support to the Scouts, accusing them of attacking boy-friendly spaces. And the U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is planning for the military to sever all ties with Scouting America, saying the group, once known as the Boy Scouts, is no longer, and well, has become an organization designed to attack boy-friendly spaces, and that's according to recent documents. And in draft memos to Congress, that Hegseth criticizes Scouting for being genderless and for promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Well, part of this, I think, goes back to the lawsuit X amount of years ago when girls sued, I think, successfully to get into the Boy Scouts. Now, what you may not be aware of, that the military has provided support for the Scouts for more than 100 years. Maybe just under 100. The assistance was formed in 1937, the organization, once endorsed by President Roosevelt, is no longer willing to support the future of American boys, according to Hegseth. Now, the proposal calls for the Pentagon to no longer provide medical and logistical aid to the National Jamboree, which brings in as many 20,000 scouts to the remote area in West Virginia. It also states that the military will no longer allow scout troops to meet at military installations in the United States and abroad, where many bases have active scout programs. So Scouting America, they have released a statement saying the organization is proud of its long affiliation with the military and will work to continue it. Okay, so again, the scouts say that has always been a nonpartisan organization, and so we will see where this goes. Now, Congress requires the Pentagon to support the Scouting Program's Jamboree. And again, that's held in West Virginia. The U.S. military lends trucks, ambulances, and other things and so forth for this big Jamboree. And it's both a training for the military and an opportunity to recruit highly motivated, civic-minded kids. So we'll see where this goes. But once again, it could be that the Scouts take another hit. Now, they did drop off a little bit, but we had an interview with a gentleman, I don't know how many weeks ago or months ago, but he said that they were coming back a little bit as far as the amount of kids that were getting into it. And considering the way things are, it may be more timely or much more needed now for young men in particular to get involved with the Scouts and all the activities and so forth they do. You can figure out the rest of the stuff in between, particularly with help from the parents. So anyway, we'll see where that goes here. All righty. Also, let's see here. We have some Cal Poly news. Now, you may have heard that there is a push to increase the tuitions at the colleges throughout the state of California. I'm sure you are, particularly moms and dads, are aware of that. And you also have the fact that the salaries for many at those universities is one of the reasons why it needs to continue to go up And I saw a story this morning about, it has to do with Cal Poly. And I believe, I forget the president's name. I'll get it here in a minute. Armstrong. Armstrong, that's his name, Jeffrey Armstrong. He is now the highest paid CSU president after the salary boost. This is after the many students across the state are unsatisfied or not happy with the tuition increases. Now, 13 Cal State presidents are set to receive a pay increase after the CSU trustees approved for calculating executive salaries. And so this is in a state where we don't have money, but these people who are being paid very well to begin with will be getting an increase. Will be getting an increase. The sanity, or the insanity, never stops in this state. It's disgraceful. All righty, we're going to head this way. Exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. CHP has released a safety reminder for this upcoming holiday. Beginning Wednesday, November 26th at 6 p.m., CHP will be entering its Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period, which will continue through Sunday, November 30th. CHP officers will be on patrol, ensuring travelers are wearing their seatbelts and traveling safely. The California Office of Traffic Safety has awarded over $650,000 in grants to various county agencies. The Public Health Department received around $264,000, and the Behavioral Health Department has received $155,000. These grants will go to bicycle and traffic safety programs. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Thanksgiving Tuesday, actually the busiest day at the airports. 52,000 flights just today.
You're flying, and you need to rent a car domestically. Our car rental prices are down by 15%. So it feels very good where we sit with the president's economy and what he's done with regard to his energy independence portion.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. AAA says a million more people will hit the roads this year than last. Same gas price. National average 305. Some weather in the South Central Plains after a Texas tornado damaged 100 homes in Harris County.
I see it start spinning, and then I see the spiral coming down, and then stuff just starts flying past my head. A garbage bin flew past me.
Mostly roof and tree damage. Retail sales for September slightly weaker than expected. Wholesale core inflation slightly better than expected. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on-site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours, 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service, and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Newsflash! Wine Country Theater presents the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
But there's a twist. It's a live radio play.
Travel back to the golden age of radio, where every sound effect, every voice is performed live for you on stage.
It's the story you love, told in a way you've never seen
or heard before.
Wine Country Theater presents It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, November 29th through December 14th. For ticket information, go to winecountrytheater.org.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Mid-State Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Mid-State Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Mid-State Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Don't miss the annual Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony this Friday starting at 5:30 in the downtown city park. Mrs. Claus arrives from the North Pole to make sure Paso Robles has the holiday spirit with candlelight community caroling. Some of Santa's elves will be there along with the Snow King and Queen. Kick off the holiday season at the Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony and Cancer Support Community Lights of Hope this Friday starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Downtown City Park Bandstand.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Turning out mostly sunny on your Tuesday. Highs in the mid-60s, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 40 and will be right around 70 on your Wednesday for your Thanksgiving. Thursday, little clouds, but 70 degrees. Upper 60s on Friday. We'll drop down to the low 60s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and maybe mid-60s next Tuesday, week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 6:50 a.m., 4:52 p.m. We're hanging around 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by the spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. And, you're going to have some folks in for the holidays? Well, make sure you head on over. All right, the First Baptist Church in Paso Robles on Friday, December 12th at 6:30. And on Sunday, December 14th at 2, they've got a show. It's old Let Us Adore Him. Enjoy the Christmas season with a celebration of hope, peace, and joy, love, and just a very nice experience with some music. It'll be wonder of 34 voices accompanied by the orchestra. And it sounds like a very lovely evening on Friday, the 12th of December, and Sunday, the 14th. Also, I have a reminder for you, and this is for those of you who purchased from the Paso Robles High School, the Bearcats softball and baseball, the Christmas trees, the wreaths, and all the good stuff there. Well, and the swags, of course, that the pickup date is Friday, the 5th of December, and Saturday, the 6th. So, if you know, again, you might have forgotten that you placed the purchase maybe a month ago because the deadline was on November 15th. So just again, a reminder, keep track of it. December 5th and December 6th is the pickup for those beautiful wreaths and trees and stuff. All right, Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and Wednesday through Sunday, why, they've got dinner for you. Minutes away from 8 o'clock. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry and a beautiful jewelry and an on-site repairs in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. Yes, indeed. Okay, local celebrities, another short list on this Tuesday. We have Chloe Tidwell, Lillian Ford, Megan Van Hook, Leah Jeffries, John Campbell, and Frank and Darlene Nations. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to one and all. On my right-hand side, the industrialist, Mr. Carnegie, Andrew Carnegie, 1835-1919. Oh, boy. Lady took hatchets to bottles at saloons. Not on my list. Carrie Nation, 1846-1911. Jolton Joe, the Yankee Clipper, DiMaggio, 1914-1999. Ricardo Montalban, 1920-2009. Jeffrey Hunter, the actor, 1926, passed away very young, 1969. The musician, Nat Adderley, 1931-2000. This guy is an underrated Pro Football Hall of Famer. Out of Penn State, played with the Baltimore Colts. Mr. Lenny Moore, Spats, 1933. I think he passed away a couple of years ago. Coach Joe Gibbs, 1940. When a Man Loves a Woman, Percy Sledge, 1941, 2015. One of my all-time favorite songs, and he wrote it, Elusive Butterfly, Mr. Bob Lynn from North Carolina, 1942. Oh, The Dolphins, Bob Matheson, 1944. Ben Stein, 1944. Do You Know What I Mean, singer Lee Michaels, 1945. Again, another underrated player. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame, but man, what a linebacker this guy was. His shoulder pads got worn out from hitting so hard. One, Mr. George Webster, 1945-2007. Matter of fact, he played on that great Michigan State team, and his defensive end on that team was a guy by the name of Bubba Smith. Let's see here. You Red Sox fans love Bucky Dent, 1951. Also on the list, we have pilot JFK Jr., 1960-1999. Bernie Kosar, not a bad QB, 1963. Chris Carter from The Ohio State University, NFL All-Pro, 1965 is when he was born. Stacey Ladisaw, the singer, 1966. Anthony Peeler, he was not a bad hoopster, 1969. Ooh, Christina Applegate, married with children, 1971. Mm-hmm. Not a bad quarterback, and Rush Limbaugh's favorite quarterback, Donovan McNabb, 1976. And we have the gentleman who played with the Yankees and others, and his dad was a big leaguer too, Nick Swisher, 1980. Jenna Bush was born in 1981. Joey Chestnut, the hot dog champ, 1983. And Kate Cassidy, the actress, 1986. All right, passing away on this day, good riddance to Fidel Castro, 2016. Earl Holloman, the member policewoman? Yeah, he died in 2024. Also, Irene Cara, the singer and actress, died in 2022. Ron Glass, he was from Barney Miller. He was really, well, it was a good show. Everybody was good in that. He died in 2016. Oh, one of my favorite comedians of all time. Yes, indeed. The devil made me do it. Mr. Clero Wilson Jr., Flip Wilson, the one and only. He passed away in 1998. Jack Albertson from Chico and the Man. He died in 1981. Good riddance to Albert DeSalvo, the Boston Strangler, 1973. Upton Sinclair, he was the writer. He died in 1969. Mr. Bill Robinson, Bojangles, one of the great tap dancers of all time, 1949. Ed Sullivan helped paid for his funeral. Kennesaw Mountain Landis, the baseball commissioner, Black Sox scandal, 1944 is when he passed away. And that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, let's put it this way. He was from the Bay Area, Martinez, California. He was a three-time American League Most Valuable Player or winner. He was an all-star in each of his only 13 seasons. And during his tenure with the Yankees, the club won 10 American League pennants and 9 World Championships. His 9 career World Series rings puts him only second to fellow Yankee Yogi Berra. That's as a player. Now, at the time of his retirement in 51, he ranked 5th in career home runs and 6th in slugging percentage. And obviously, he was voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1955. He batted .325 for his career, 361 home runs, over 1,500 RBIs, batting champion twice, home run leader twice, RBI leader twice. And quite the graceful player, too. However, Hank Bauer, who was a teammate of Joe DiMaggio and both Mickey Mantle, said that the players respected Joe DiMaggio, but they loved Mickey Mantle. Joe DiMaggio was very demanding. He would not appear at Yankee Stadium for old-timers games unless two things happened. He was the last player announced, and he was introduced as the greatest living player. Those were his conditions. And the Yankees accepted it. All right, Joe D to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The City of Paso Robles downtown lighting ceremony will be this Friday, November 28th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, Mrs. Claus, the elves, and Mr. Grinch. Come celebrate the start of the holiday season in this free event on Friday. Representative Salud Carball's office announced that a federal grant has been secured for the Santa Margarita Fire Station Replacement Project. The grant totals just over $1 million to complete the replacement of the existing fire station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
After Marilyn Monroe died, of course, he was married to her for a short time. He would have flowers delivered to her on a semi-regular basis. Mr. Joe DiMaggio passed away in 1999 in Hollywood, Florida, at the age of 84. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.